Another name we've heard a couple times tonight, number 7, Bailey Hines, making the tackle, preventing him from getting in the end zone.
2 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first quarter as the clock continues to wind down. No score. Cassidy knocking 2 yards away from a score. 3 men in the backfield, T formation. And Hartle under center. It's a handout to the right side to number 26, Przanowski. Caught just short of the end zone. He's down to the 1 foot line, brings up 4th and goal. It's one yard gain for Przanowski.
Number 4, Dylan White makes the tackle. FedEx not backing down here.
No, sir. And now this is the 3rd and 4th down Cassidy's faced all day. They're currently 1 for 2. They're sitting right on the 1 yard line of FedEx. Cassidy trying to punch this in on 4th and goal. T formation backfield. Hartle under center, and it's rolling to his right for the pass. And wide open in the end zone is number 3, Shane Rasmussen, the junior, brings it in for the reception. Touchdown, Cassidy.
Yeah, great design there. Great call by Coach Cuthrell. Everybody's thinking run and thinking, which direction is that run going to go? Exactly what Bad X is thinking. Shane Rasmussen was running in the back of the end zone. Nobody near him. And a great throw and catch there.
So the 1 yard reception by number 3, Shane Rasmussen, makes it 6-0 Cassidy. They strike first, and now Cassidy is going for the 2-point conversion from the 3 yard line. Two formation, it's Hartle rolling to his left this time to number 85. Pass is incomplete, but broken up by number 3, Seth Geiger, the senior halfback and also secondary for the Hatchets. So, 2-point conversion, no good. With 1 minute and 15 seconds left in the first quarter, it's Cassidy 6, Bad Axe nothing.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. On the web at clarkramsey.com.
You're tuned to WLEW. Cassidy strikes first, 6-0, 2-point conversion, no good. That last drive consisted of all 5 plays for them to score. They had a very short field to work with. They got the ball back on the 19-yard line. Cassidy ready to kick this on off to Bad Axe. That'd be the big man, number 52, Kelby Roll. Or Rowell, not quite sure. Considering I'm on a roll tonight. Inaccurate on about 7 of 10 plays tonight. We'll get there eventually. It's still the first quarter. Cassidy 6, Bad Axe nothing. Minute 15 left in the first. There's the kick. Bounces at the 25-yard line. Number 3, Seth Geiger, brings it in for Bad Axe. Rolls to his left. He's out to the 35-yard line, to the 45. Out to the 47-yard line of Cassidy territory, and finally pushed out of bounds. And the officials say he went out at the... We have a flag back in the 33-yard line. This could be a block in the back.
Uh-huh.
And it's a hold against Bad Axe. So forget about that long run. They're going to be starting this one out the 23-yard line.
Oh, no. Just shooting themselves in the foot, fumbling in their own side of the field. Now they get a big return, and the holding call brings them back. These are the types of things that really hold a team back.
Geiger was forced out of bounds at the 46-yard line, but instead the flag at the 33-yard line is going to push them back to the 23-yard line in their own territory. The field looks a little different there. Looks like it's playing from the gold tees, getting pushed back to the blue tees, Dave.
Yeah, that's a great point there, Clark. It feels exactly the same way. Looking at a nice, easy drive here, it turns into something. Oh, now they got a long ways to go.
Power eye for Bad Axe. Right under center, number 23, Emmerich, behind him. In the backfield, that's Geiger behind him. This is a quarterback keeper using the legs, press power. Ben Brand, the keeper, gets forward for about 4 yards out to the 27-yard line. Second and six.
Good play there by the senior. A botched snap. The ball actually bounced off the ground. It hopped right back up to him. He just grabbed it and just ran forward to take better than nothing. Gained 4 yards on a broke down play.
4 yard gain for a broke down play from Ben Braden. Brings up second and six, same formation. Wide receiver out wide each way. Two men in the backfield in the power eye. Braden rolls to his right on the keeper. Goes for the option and actually fumbles it. So number three, Seth Geiger, has to dive on it back to the 19-yard line. Braden was going down, was being tackled by two Cass City players, and he decided to pitch it out to his right at about ankle length for Geiger to catch.
Yeah, it was short. It was behind him. All Geiger could do was turn around and jump on it. That option play really wasn't going anywhere. Braden probably should just covered it up and went down.
So unfortunately, that's a negative 8-yard gain for Seth Geiger, even though it was mostly due to Braden's part, and that's going to end the first quarter. So after one, it's Bad Axe, nothing, Cass 36. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular. That's right, it's back-to-school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a one-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a one-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Took a whole 25 minutes to play that first quarter. Now the second quarter about to begin. Cass City with a 6-point lead, 6-0 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. Traveling southwest into Tuscola County here for an absolutely beautiful night of high school football. Dave, what are you thinking so far?
I'm thinking the Red Hawk band sounds great down there.
Yes, they do. They're quite strong tonight, all season long.
On the other side of things, Cass City so far forcing a turnover. Really playing well on defense. Offensively, you know, they're doing pretty good. They had a stall there on fourth down. I'm going to credit Bad Axe's defense there for making the stand. Offensively, Bad Axe a little bit sluggish. They had a penalty on special teams. They brought back a big return. So far, they have not had much fire under them. And let's see if maybe at that break there, Coach can get them fired up and get something going.
Braden and the Hatchets facing a 3rd and 14 on their right hash at their own 19-yard line. Pass was intended on the rollout to the right to number three, Seth Geiger. And a little out of reach there, and falls incomplete, facing a 4th and 14 now from their own 19-yard line are the Hatchets. Hatchet offense looking a little firing on wrong cylinders currently.
They're definitely not meshing very well right now. Just a short dump pass there, a 10-yard dump pass that and no one around him couldn't come in, throw it high and behind him. It was all Geiger could do just to get his hands on it and try and bring it in.
So Tyler Labor, the lefty punter, kicks us out to the 48-yard line where number 88, Curtis Dickinson, calls for the fair catch. And that's where Cassidy's going to begin, 52 yards away for a score, trying to add on to the 6-point lead. 11:48 left before halftime. Bad Axe on another 3-and-out.
Been the story so far for Bad Axe. Struggling to just get a first down right now. You know, 2 yards a game, 2 yards of play, just aren't cutting it right now. And throwing an incomplete pass, just not going anywhere.
Cassidy jogs up to the line of scrimmage, facing a 1st and 10, 2 yards from Bad Axe territory at the 48-yard line on the left hash. This is a handoff right through the middle, gets across the guard, through the hole, out for about 4 yards by the pile is number 22. That's for Brendan Ricker.